This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, Father Tom and Anthony. Today, I'm going to tell you, if I were a spiritual doctor and I gave you a prescription, this would be the prescription I would give you. Take the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me by still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Oh, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I learned that in public school. I learned that 23rd Psalm in governmental schools. Each morning we'd have opening exercises. And when I was a senior, I would lead the opening exercises, taking something from the scripture. Imagine how far we've gone from the truth. We, as a matter of fact, when I was a child, junior high school, you know what happened? They called it release time. We marched down to the church, and the priest was there to give us a talk. All the boys and girls that were there, it was amazing. The church and the government were almost like one. But now, you can't even say the name of Jesus. Oh, things have come around the way that's not good. But today, we're going to tell you about Jesus. He's still the same, yesterday, today, and forever. He hasn't changed. As Captain Kuhlman used to say, as long as God is still on his throne, and he is, and hears and answers prayer, he does, everything gonna come out all right. Oh, the woman of God would start her talks by saying that every day at 11 o'clock on WROL years and years ago. Everything's gonna come out all right. You know why? Because he's still on the throne. He hasn't abdicated the throne. He's for you and not against you. So today, we're asking you to have a little faith. You might be going through a terrible, difficult time. I'm going to tell you, he's still on the throne and hears and answers prayer. How do I know that? Oh, the Bible tells me that. And my faith tells me that. I have been in predicaments in my life that could not be solved unless he was still on the throne. And you know what? He is. So today, take it easy. Enjoy today. He's on the throne of your heart. He's got plans for you. Plans to give you a future. And plans to give you a hope.
Yeah, Jesus, he's never worried. He's never anxious, no matter how it looks. But who's on the throne of your heart? Is it you? Is it your children? When it's Jesus, it comes with perfect peace. You know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In Hebrew, it really says, I shall not lack. With the salvation, it is a total package. In Christ, God wants you to live under the blessing, lacking nothing. Emotionally, spiritually, physically. The Lord wants to give you enough provision and finances to accomplish the mission he has for you. Emotionally, he wants you to be healed. Physically, you know, he wants us to walk in health. This is the ideal for the Lord. When you come to the Lord Jesus, he wants to resurrect you. resurrect you from the inside out, from the bottom up. The Lord still does miracles. The Lord still heals when we put our faith in Him. The Lord gives us plans and purposes. The Lord gives us fulfillment that we are on this earth to love and serve Him. Love and serve Him and use everything that's happening to us for the God's glory, to give Him worship, to give Him praise, to give Him thanksgiving. Because the Lord sees where He wants you to end up. You can't see it where you are now, but the Lord knows where He wants to take you. And it's not a place in the physical, it's a place in the realm of the spirit, where you have victory over yourself, victory over the enemy, victory in every area of your life. You were created for victory. I was created for victory. Father Tom was created for victory. But victory comes when Jesus is on the throne.
Amen.
And we have the courage to surrender. And we have the courage to surrender all Amen. Parts of our life. And we live solely by the will of God. Because the will of God is perfect. The will of God is fire. And every time the Lord calls us to do something, we don't really want to do it. But we allow Jesus to do His will through us. We become lifted higher and higher. And we enter into new realms of freedom with Christ.
You see, God has a plan for your life. Maybe you don't have a plan for your life. But the Lord has a plan for your life. And I'm going to tell you, if you want that plan, He'll lead you. He'll do things that only He can do. You see, He had a plan for my life, that I be a priest. I won't tell you, I bucked Him at every corner of the road. I bucked Him. You know what I used to say? I don't have to be a priest. I'm doing the job of a priest. I'm proclaiming the gospel. People getting changed, giving their life to Jesus. I don't need to be a priest. Oh, there was one day, I was at a communion breakfast, and I was the speaker. And so I spoke about the power of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. There was a man there with me in the conference that I gave, who was a blind man. And he came up to me and said, "Would you drive me home?" Oh, I said, "Of course." So he got in the car, and I started to drive him home. He told me where it was, and I found it. And he said to me, this is what he said to me, "The Lord's calling you to be a priest, and you're saying no. And I won't tell you, He called me to be a priest, and I said no. You have that same anointing," he didn't use the word anointing, "on your life. And you're saying no. And I know it because that's the way I lived. I allowed myself to say no to the Lord Jesus. And what He's doing to you, He's calling you to be a priest, you're saying no. You better change your mind." Well, I want to tell you, when I went home that day, every Sunday my mother would make pasta with meatballs and pork and spare ribs, whatever there was. I ate so much pasta that day that I couldn't put another ounce of pasta in my mouth because He was calling me to be a priest. And I had to go, look at that. Here's this blind man telling me that God was calling me to be a priest. And so what? It happened. I followed the way of grace, and it led me. Oh, it led me. Did I ever tell you? I have. That we would have prayer meeting at the Cynical Retreat House on a Wednesday. Wednesday night. People came from all around the New England states. The Holy Spirit was doing something in these young people that we were. But let me also tell you this. At the end of the prayer meeting, every once in a while, I would go with a couple of people into the seminary grounds, which was across the street from the Cynical Retreat House. And we would go and pray over the building that people that were preparing to be a priest would come to know the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, we would do that. We would do that, laying hands upon the building. I would imagine people would have thought we were nuts. We weren't nuts at all. We did what Jesus told us to do. We wanted the men in this place to be so filled with the Holy Spirit so that people would experience the power of his death and resurrection. That's the way we were. We were so simple. We didn't know any better. Thank God that we didn't know any better. Because you see, when you think you know better, you are off base. We were being led. We didn't know what was next. Led by the Spirit. And you know what? Things happen when you're led by the Spirit.
Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God.
That's right.
The closer we come to God, the more simple we become. When everything is complicated, that has to do with us, that has to do with the devil. When things are very simple and easy, that has everything to do with the Lord Jesus Christ. God is very simple. Just read his word and believe it. Hear his inspirations and do it. Just let the Spirit take you down river as you flow on the river of grace. When the Lord calls you to do something, the grace associated with that command is right there at right. that moment. And if you just flow with the Spirit, you can do all things through Christ.
That's right.
If you hesitate and you start thinking in your mind, it becomes all about us and it becomes hard and we don't do it. But the Lord wants us to become like little children and just obey his commands. Who knows? He says, go pray for a building. He might say, roll on the ground at the prayer meeting. He might say, do jumping jacks. Nothing, you know, we limit God. God, he's up there having a good time, laughing, and he wants us to engage with him. And it's about obedience. Why would the Lord tell us to roll on the ground? He's trying to cultivate obedience in our soul. So when there's something serious that he needs us to go do, to go pray for the sick, to go to the store to witness to someone who he has for us, we have already cultivated this realm of obedience to the Lord and faith, that I know if I go in faith to the store the Lord wants me to go to, God's going to send the person to me. And I have a sensitivity to the Holy Spirit where I'm sensitive. I'm living in the physical world, but I'm really living in the Spirit. So I have an awareness to the Holy Spirit. And when God sends that person to me, I know. How do I know? I know because God, we refuse to become one substance with God. Like when the priest puts the holy water in the chalice of wine and it diffuses and becomes one substance. The Lord Jesus wants us to be one substance with him. The Father beating in our heart and enacting in the will. Jesus thinking in our intellect and flowing in our blood. The Holy Spirit breathing in our breath and filling us with love in our memory. This was the original order of man. This was the original order that God created Adam to live for in the divine will, where there was no separation between us and the Lord. It's coming back. Jesus gave us redemption on the cross, but it's time for us to enter into sanctification. It's time for us to enter into our God-given destiny that God had prepared for you before the foundation of the world. And it's not about doing this and that and this mystery. It's about living in divine union with the Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Sacrificing and giving your whole life to him. Every moment of our life, I need to surrender to the Lord. And from that place, we live from the overflow. You don't need to get ready if you stay ready. You don't need to prepare if you're already there with Christ. It's not 10 minutes of prayer and then time for 2 hours of TV. If you want to watch TV, say, Lord Jesus, we want to watch TV together. Let's watch TV. Call him into it. And watch something that's not going to melt your brain. Watch something that's going to help you grow in the spiritual realm. In the spirit, there is no neutrality. We're either growing or we're shrinking. We're either moving towards heaven or we're moving towards hell. Everything we do has eternal consequences. There's no neutrality. There's two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. Kingdom of heaven, kingdom of hell. There's not the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of nothing, and the kingdom of hell. Two kingdoms. I want to live every day my life from the kingdom of heaven, trying to grow that kingdom. First within me, Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. And as that kingdom takes more territory in your soul, then you can release it into the world. Yes. You can bring people into the victory you walk in.
Yes.
You can bring people into the love you walk in, because
yes.
in the spiritual realm, there's no fake in it. People
no.
know. You can say two people can say the same exact words. One person, there's no anointing, because they're not speaking from experience. They're not speaking that, this is the life I live, and I want to call you into it. Preach the gospel and use words if possible. You know, people know in the spirit, you can't fake it. When Jesus came on this earth, the people didn't know who he was, but the demons did. In the spirit realm, God wants to give you authority, victory. He wants you to command spirits. He wants you to command sickness. He wants you to command angels. He wants you to command victory for every person that you come across. God wants you to walk in victory, because that is what he created you for. And nothing short of victory in every area of your life is the full expression of Jesus Christ within you.
Yes, yes, yes. Victory. The victory of Calvary. The victory of the cross. Victory. Oh, sometimes we don't have the experience of feeling victorious. Oh, I've had many days like that. But in the midst of it, go ahead, Anthony.
Father says, feeling schmealings.
In the midst of it, I was called to proclaim the word of God on the radio. I was feeling like a penny waiting for change. But nothing was going to stop me from proclaiming Jesus. People at the end of that, I would receive calls from my friends. That was a wonderful talk today. One of your best. I wanted to tell them, I felt like a penny waiting for change. I was very discouraged. I was even depressed. But it didn't stop me from proclaiming the Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you, I don't know where you are today, but where you are is where he is. He is where you are, and you are where he is. And he has plans for you. Oh, yes, you've sinned and sinned and sinned and sinned.
Me too.
Me three, it's time to give your life back to God. And it's so simple. I surrender in the name of Jesus. Come dwell in my heart by faith. Forgive me all my sins. Lead me to confession so that I can confess my sins to you, Jesus, and to his church. I tell you, great things happen. I don't know who's listening today, but I do know this. God had people snap on the radio today that needed to hear this message. I know this, that that's true. This was not prepared. As a matter of fact, people ask me, Father Tom, do you prepare? And I'm going to tell you this. What my answer is this. I stay prepared.
I'm always ready.
By the grace of God. Yes. I was, you know, when I was a deacon, my person who was over me and to write me to the seminary, one day he said, I don't feel ready to preach. He said, Tom, would you preach? Oh, I said to him, yes, Father. He said, are you prepared? I said to him, Father, I stay prepared.
Amen.
And this is a deacon. He was very upset. I said, I stay prepared. I look for opportunities to tell people about the Lord Jesus. Let me just tell you one more thing. St. Paul's Church in Hingham. Do you know what street it's on? Oh, the main street. But also on Fearing Road. Oh, Fearing Road. I proclaim that so many times. The church is on Fearing Road, and the Lord Jesus calls us not to be afraid. The Lord Jesus calls us to surrender into his life, into his heart. The Lord Jesus said, no more fear. Fear is useless. Just trust Jesus.
When you know where you're going, life isn't very scary. But Father says, when they ask him, are you prepared? You don't need to prepare, because his whole life is a sacrificial preparation. preaching the word of God becomes the easy part, because our whole life is laid down to the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not preaching, we're praying. He's ministering to the poor. He's ministering to the broken. We have stories to tell. We have relational experiences with the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe I preach for 30 minutes a day, but for five, six, 7 hours a day, I'm in the Word. I'm praying in tongues. I'm studying. I'm learning. I'm ministering to the Lord Jesus. And then we live from the overflow. You know, I never go out to evangelize except for when I preach. But everywhere I go, you know, you got to be careful what you say to God. When you say I'm available, sometimes it never stops, right? And it's not always easy, and sometimes it's sacrificial. But that's great, because at the end of my life, all that's going to matter is what I did for the kingdom, how much I loved and served Jesus. Everything else is vanity.
Yes.
Everything else is vanity.
Yes.
None of it matters.
Yes.
You know, and I love people for the love of God. That's what happens. When you receive the love of Jesus, he fills you with his love. Then you love everyone in an ordered way. The love isn't disordered towards anyone. You're detached, and you don't look to anyone to be God for you, to fill in those voids, because the Lord Jesus has filled those voids. When you have Jesus, everything becomes a little light. You know, it becomes light. Like, there's nothing very heavy. Even when people come up to me like, oh, I'm in addiction, just give them a hug, smile. I'm like, you know what? I got the solution. Come on, we got to give our life to Jesus. And you give it to them, and you want them to want what you have. You want them to want joy and peace and love. And you know, they see that you never are frazzled, you never hesitant. If some demon manifests, it's very scary. No, you just say, in the name of Jesus, I command you to be quiet. You cast it out. You know, you give them the Holy Spirit. You give them the gospel. We have great news. I don't have any bad news. That's the best part. I only got good news. You open the newspaper, bad news. You turn on Channel 5, bad news. I was watching the news for 3 days straight. They were talking about three people got killed by a tow truck. I was like, enough, no more. Lord, I pray for them. I pray for their souls. But we got to get the good news. I'm like, if I watched this every day, my mind would be in a place. It's like not focused on the glory of God. Jesus said, our eyes are the lamp of the body. If our eyes are sound, our whole body will be filled with light. Our eyes are a gate. Our ears are a gate. And then that controls the words we speak, which is life and death is in the power of the tongue. What's in our heart? We got to be solely focused on the kingdom, solely focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. A double-minded man is weak as all his ways. Just give it to the Lord. You know, it's why am I on this earth and why am I living? Am I living for the world? The world gives me comfort, but I'm created for greatness. You're created for greatness.
Yes.
Father Tom's created for greatness, but we got to get over ourselves. We got to step out of ourselves. We got to live not so that we can be comfortable. Like Father Tom was comfortable not being a priest, but the Lord sent the prophet of the Lord. That man was a prophet, the blind man, and he gave the word of God to Father. I mean, the pastor made him comfortable for a little bit, but he did what the Lord called him to do. Every day I got to do what the Lord is calling me to do. Some days it would just be more comfortable to do what Anthony wants to do, but I did that for 28 years, and those plans were miserable.
28 years, I could tell you, God has a call on your life today. That's why you snapped on the radio. The Lord has a call on your life, and he's looking that you would take the handcuffs off and surrender your life to Jesus. You have handcuffs on, and you know what those handcuffs are? Sins of the past.
But you got the keys in your hand.
Amen. Go to confession. Get rid of those rotten sins. You are in need of mercy. Mercy will be given to you. And you can start a new life in Jesus Christ. People don't use the sacrament of confession the way it needs to be used. People come in one way and leave another way. They come in darkness and leave in light. We need to tell people, confess your sins. Jesus said it in the 20th chapter of St. John. Whose sins you forgive, shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained.
And sometimes it's just better to know nothing. I met a Muslim man at the store, and we had prayed, and he has given his life to Jesus, and he wants to come into the church. And after we prayed for the Holy Spirit, you know, he's still facing things. I said, Father can't absolve you for your sins, but write down all your sins. Write down all your mistakes. And we're gonna tell them to Father. And once you get them off your chest, God's going to heal you in a profound, profound way. There was no argument, I won't confess my sins to another man. I won't. He said, really? Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And you know what? Even though he's not Catholic yet and Father can't give him the absolution, there's going to be so much grace for him. All those sins, when the darkness is brought into the light, they're going to become light. And all those chains the devil has put around him, all those lies the enemy's put around him are going to be broken in the name of Jesus. Yes. They're going to be broken in the name of Jesus. And there's going to be no hidden sin. There's going to be no shame. There's going to be nothing hidden. There's going to be freedom for my new friend. Freedom in Christ.
Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Go to confession. That's the word of God. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.